This is Professor Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, barrister at law, and our subject is Marxism and human rights. Marxism and human rights. Now you say, there aren't a lot of Marxists left. This is analogous to dealing with dinosaurs. They may be of interest historically, but they don't have a lot of relevance at the moment. Well, true enough, outside of China and Cuba, you don't have a lot of Marxists. Perhaps we ought to add a few Neanderthals in English law faculties, but in general, the impact of Marxism is immensely less than it was even a decade ago. After the disappearance of the Marxist philosophy as the prevailing philosophy in the USSR and the satellite countries, that viewpoint has certainly not had the political impact that it had previously. But the Marxist philosophy of human rights has been one of the most influential legal philosophies of this century, and it continues to impact under other names. Sometimes it's called the socialist philosophy of human rights. Sometimes it reappears in the views of people like Antonio Gramsci, the famous Italian Marxist who has influenced radical positions that would not themselves use the term Marxism. It's important for us to see how the Marxists attempted to justify human rights, because we can learn something, at least by inversion, as to the way in which we ourselves would want to justify that vital area. The Marxists were convinced that only through a Marxist philosophy could you have true human rights. A.P. Molchan, who was associate director of the Institute of State and Law in Moscow and the author of the first book-length treatise on human rights published in the Soviet Union, said the following, quote, "It is only with the emergence of the Soviet state that the principles concerning universal respect for the fundamental human rights really appeared and established itself," unquote. Now that's quite a claim. I knew Molchan personally when I was director of studies at the International Institute of Human Rights in Strasbourg, France. I invited Molchan to speak, and he was a fairly stiff and difficult fellow, so I thought the one way really to deal with him effectively was to take him out drinking. This works very well with Russians in general. And so I took him out to a small bistro, and I plied him with the wondrous Alsatian white wines. And when we got to about the third bottle, Molchan said, "John," he said, "I do not know what to do. My daughter is sleeping around in Moscow. Why aren't people maintaining the values they used to maintain?" And I said, "AP," I said, "Marxists don't hold to any absolute values. What you're seeing here is simply the logical outworking of your philosophy. Why are you surprised? The amazing thing is that everyone isn't out sleeping around." Well, Molchan, when he sobered up, of course, would not have any of it, but his viewpoint was that only through Marxism are you going to get a valid and sound philosophy of human rights. What is the Marxist philosophy of human rights? Well, that depends directly on the Marxist legal philosophy. And what's the Marxist legal philosophy? Why? That depends on the general Marxist worldview. You see, Marxism is an architectonic, consistent system where the fundamental philosophy impacts the legal position, and the legal position in turn impacts the human rights viewpoint. So in order to understand human rights in Marxism, we've got to understand the legal philosophy, and to understand the legal philosophy, we've got to understand the general philosophy. The general philosophy goes like this. At the root of it all is materialism. Marx held that material factors impact everything else, and it doesn't go the other way around. Material considerations are far more important than any other considerations. Marx did his doctorate on Democritus, the pre-Socratic materialist philosopher of the ancient Greeks, and Marx was convinced that material considerations determine
Sample complete. Ready to continue?